But you know, the angels, being that they're not omniscient, they don't know everything. I think that night as well, when they heard that angel announce this news of the Savior who was born, the scripture says, then a great host of angels joined in and began to praise God and give God glory. I think when that happened that night, I think God introduced his own angels to his son. But I don't think all the angels knew what was going on. I think the angel that came to Joseph and the angel that came to Mary knew what was happening, but not the full extent of what was happening. He only did what he was told to do, and he reported that news. But I don't think the rest of the angels knew what happened that night. And when they got the news, they got another word. The word they received from the Lord that night was, it was okay, you go ahead and worship him, for he is God. And I'll show you what I'm talking about. Turn to Hebrews real quick. Hebrews. Look in Hebrews chapter number 1. I think this is the reference to this night personally, because the scriptures give us the indication. Here's the angel. Here's these shepherds. And they get word. And as they observe in what's taking place, they hear the angel report to the shepherds that there was born unto you a Savior, and this would be the indication that you'll see. And the scripture says the host of the angels begin to glorify God. And in Hebrews chapter number 1, look in verse number 6, which is all speaking of the fact that everything in heaven and on earth is worshiping this child, this Redeemer, this Son of God. He says in verse 6, but when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God do what?
Worship him.
The firstborn. When this was spoken, this was an Old Testament prophetic word about a future day. And when it happened, what God was going to say to the angels, it's okay, you go ahead, you worship him. That's the Savior of the world. He's going to bring good news and peace to the earth. And they couldn't help but come into a glorious praise of this child that had just been born, taken upon flesh, and it was God in the flesh. I think that's the reference there. Amen. That the angels heard what the shepherds heard, and God gave them permission to worship that child, for he is God in the flesh. And they began to work peace on earth and good tidings to men. Amen. Amen. They went into a celebration of praise. Why? No different than the shepherds. They heard something. You see, and that's what God does with us. They heard something. They heard something. What did the shepherds hear? That there was the Messiah had been born. There was a Savior that had been born. They heard something. The angels heard something. And what did the shepherds do? After they left, they sat around and said, let's go see this thing. Let's go. And that was the intent, because the angel told them, you're going to find him in a manger and he's going to be swaddled and clothed. They brought a message for them to go seek him, to go look for him. Right. And they heard something. And when they heard something, they heard the good news of a Savior been born. And I want to tell you, that same thing happens to us. Is that we heard the good news of a Savior. Amen. And when we hear the good news of a Savior, what do? We go. We go and seek him. And that's what they did. And they found him as it had been told. He was swaddled and they reported all that the angels had told them. And the scripture says that Mary pondered in her heart, and she kept these things to herself. They heard something. Well, let's think about another dynamic of the story. At the same time that was going on, what else was going on in the world, in that region of the world? The scripture says there was a few wise men in the east that saw a star in the west, and they set out on a journey that at that time to go find from whom they described to Herod, who was born to be king of the Jews. Mm-hmm. And they took out You see, this nativity is an accurate nativity. The wise men wasn't at the birth of Jesus. They came later. And we learn that from how Herod, when the wise men told him at the time they saw the star appeared when Jesus was born. At the same time the angels was telling the shepherds about the birth of Jesus, his star was seen in the west, and these wise men had a prophetic word of this child that would be born, and they set out on a journey. That journey took them, the scripture says, nearly 2 years to get to where they were at. And once they got there, they lost the star. The star wasn't there no more. Y'all, if y'all remember the story, and this is in Matthew, the scriptures talk about it, Matthew chapter 2, the Bible says that when they left after talking with Herod, because they didn't know where the star was at, it disappeared. But when they left Herod's presence, they get back out on the journey because it had been told about Bethlehem. The scripture says the star appeared again. But it didn't appear in the barn. It appeared over a house where Jesus was living with Mary and Joseph at that time. A little toddler at this point. A little fella. Well, they go, and what do? Scripture says they came bearing gifts. How many wise men was it? We don't know. The scriptures just tell us they brought gifts of what? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That doesn't mean that there was just three. It doesn't mean that there was five. It doesn't mean that there was two. We don't know how many they were. Their gifts consisted of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And they come and they bow down and they worship. And then they are warned not to go back and tell Herod what he was wanting information about. And they went home another way. See, the shepherds heard something, but the wise men, they saw something. They saw light. They saw light. And you see, in the kingdom, and I think this helps us, because in the kingdom, hearing something is seeing something. Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing comes by a report, a word from God, news from God. And what faith is seeing what God sees. You see, faith sees light. And when God gives news, it brings light to us. God's truth is light. Amen. And it guides us. And that's what happened. That's what happened with you. That's what happened with me, is that we heard news, and the news gave us light. And we searched the light that God gave us, no different than these wise men. And his news and his light, God's news and God's light, is always going to bring you to Jesus. Amen. If it ain't bringing you to Jesus, it ain't from God.
Come on.
If it's not bringing you to Jesus, it's not from God. Amen?
Amen.
See, in the kingdom of God, hearing is seeing. We see by hearing. We see by faith, by hearing by faith. We don't physically see these things. We don't see these things that God unveils to us. We believe them because we heard them. When we hear them and believe them, we see them the way God sees them. And it's no different than actually seeing it. Amen. That's what faith is all about. So the shepherds heard something. The wise men saw something, but then there's another couple people. Y'all remember that guy by the name of Simeon and that prophetess Anna? Y'all remember them? You see, when you hear something and you see something, we'll be just like Simeon and Anna. You're going to recognize something. And when Jesus came in the doors of that temple that day, that man of God recognized supernaturally that he was in the presence of a king. That he had lived his entire life, he said, in hope of this consolation that was coming. God had promised him he was going to see his salvation. And he said, I know it's now time for me to die because God has let me see his Savior.
Amen.
His Savior. Look, when you hear the news and you see the light, You can't help but recognize Jesus when he's in your presence. Amen.
Amen.
You see, one, they heard something, they saw something, and they recognized something. Or we could say it like they recognized someone. They heard someone, they saw someone, and they recognized someone. And that's what life in the kingdom is all about.
Amen.
That's the message of hearing someone, hearing from God, seeing the light of the Lord that leads us through this life and this darkness so that we recognize the hand of God and God's hand at work in this world. You know what Simeon didn't, you know what he didn't pay any attention to? He didn't pay any attention to those two turtle doves and what the law required. All he saw was God's grace. He saw the grace of God. You see, the law had Mary condemned. Up until that point, Mary couldn't even go into the temple, could she? She was unclean by the law because she had to stay away from holy things. She couldn't touch nothing holy, couldn't go into the temple for over 40 days, Miss Alona, because the law had bound her as unclean. But the beautiful thing is, Mary was holding the holies of holies the whole time. Amen. You see, the law will condemn you and declare you unclean, but grace will set you free.
Amen.
So that you can walk in the presence of God.
Amen.
And they didn't get caught up in what offering they brought by the law. Oh, both Anna and Simeon were caught up in what God offered in grace, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they both had a word to give away. Amen. And they blessed everybody and told the good news. And you know what? Each one of them, we see that. You see, when you see something or someone, when you hear something or someone, and you recognize something or someone, we recognize these things. You know, each one of them went and told what they had seen and what they heard.
Yeah.
When something happens to you and it's unusual, as it did with them, and wasn't common among everybody, you can't help but go tell what you heard, what you saw, and who you recognized. I told y'all the other night, well, I've been telling several people. I don't know if I mentioned it the other night or not. But the day that it snowed, I was standing outside of the house over here. And I took a picture of the house. Stephanie had it all nice with the lights on, with the Christmas trees and all that. And it was pretty. The tree still had snow on it behind it. And it was right at dark, though, and it was kind of getting hard to see, but the light, it had a nice view, and I wanted to try to capture it. When I was standing out in front of the house, and I was snapping that picture, I began to hear something. And I started listening to what it was. Stephanie was getting cleaned up because it was the night of the ladies' fellowship, and they were going to be coming here, Charlotte. This was at 4:50. And she had been going all day preparing for it, and she was in the back getting cleaned up. And a lot of times when she's in the back getting cleaned up, she'll have her phone on Pandora listening to music back there. Well, I thought I was hearing her music in the back, and I'm listening, and all of a sudden I recognized what was happening. It was colors that happens at dusk on the Navy base. I could hear colors when they lowering the flag at sunset on the Navy base from out here in the front yard. And I listened to it, and it went, I knew what it was. I listened to it for quite a few years on a regular basis. And then when I let it play out, and I couldn't wait, I run right on into the back. I said, "Stan, you ain't going to believe me." Now, I've been out here in the evening time sitting on a deer stand in the quiet woods with nothing and have never heard colors, and they do it every day without fail. Never heard it. But on that particular day, I could hear it as clear as a bell. And they base pretty good ways. It's not as far as you think it is as a crow flies, but it's still a pretty good ways. And what made the difference was that day is, one, I believe the cloud cover that was over us, the snow that was on the ground that allowed that noise to travel, and there was very few people on the road. Because I hear people on 45 all the time when I'm out here. I can hear trucks on 45 from here pretty consistently. But with nobody traveling, no outside other noise, I got to thinking, I wonder if somebody else is down the road playing colors. Ain't no way I'm hearing it from the Navy base right now. But I concluded it was, well, I come share it with Stephanie because I heard something unusual. I shared it with the ladies when they got there that night. I couldn't wait. I said, y'all, man, can I tell y'all what I heard today? My brother called while y'all were fellowshipping that night. I told him that I heard it. And I've told several different people why. It was something extremely unusual. In 8 years out here, I've never heard it. But I heard it that one time. And I like telling people I heard it. Well, when those shepherds heard the good news, they went and told other people about it. Amen. When those wise men heard and saw the light, they had to go tell people about it. When Simeon and Anna heard and recognized who was in their presence, they had to go tell others about it. And I want to tell you, we too get to go tell it in the valleys, or we go tell it on the mountain, wherever we go. Why? We heard something, God's good news. We saw something, God's light. And we recognize something, God's Redeemer. Amen. Is among us. He's for us. He's with us. He's in us. He wants to fill us. He wants to lead us through this life. Amen? Something unusual. Not everybody in the world has it, but we do. So we go tell it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. With God, timing is everything.
Amen.
Oh, Simeon was there at the right time for him to come in. Anna came in at the right time. You see, what God does when we are positioned, walking in His faithfulness in the right place, the timing just seems to fall right in its place all the time with the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
He just brings it. It was in the fullness of time Jesus came. And the elements were just right. No different than me hearing that the colors that day. The elements was right for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine some of y'all been living out here all your life. And have you ever heard it, Greg? Well, I'm asking the wrong one.
I can hear up to a point,
huh? And he's been out here a long time. Yeah. Mama Rob, you've been out here a few years. You ever heard it? Yes, ma'am. Hear the train. A lot of time I hear the train inside the house. Sure do. It's just something. If the elements were just right for it. I don't think on any other day, you probably wouldn't have never heard it. But just like those shepherds that night. They was in the right place at the right time. Amen. I pray y'all have a blessed evening, a blessed Christmas, and that the Lord will just rejoice our hearts, that we can celebrate, because that's one of the things. Look, not only did they go tell the news, but they celebrated something.
Amen.
They celebrated Him. Amen? Every one of them. And that's what we want to be found doing, celebrating what Jesus has done for us. And what a joy. What a joy that this world cannot take from you. Now, you can yield it over to Him. But He can't take it from you. Can't take it from you. If they get it from you, you gave it to them.
Amen.
You yielded it over. They didn't take it. But He can restore it. Amen?
Amen.
He can restore it. To Him be the glory. Thank y'all for your kindness, your generosity, your graciousness to us. And we just love y'all. And look forward to what we're going to get to do in the next couple of days. Amen? Amen.